This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see stars.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. This is Patrick, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything I can to help you out. So feel free to give us a call and we'll do everything we can. Let's go right back into the phone lines and see if we can help somebody else. Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth in Massachusetts.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Patrick, thank you for taking my call. You know, I have a friend who gave me, she had sent away for peonies for me, and she just gave them to me. There are three peonies. And she gave them to me on Thanksgiving, so I went out yesterday to see if I could put them in, but I couldn't dig the soil. It's frozen. So I was wondering, could I possibly plant them in a pot and put them in my garage? Or what? I'm not sure exactly what I should do.
Okay, so were the peonies, did they have growth on them? They had branching and everything?
They have, I'm looking at them right now, they have roots, but they don't have any leaves or anything.
Okay, so it's just the tuber itself, it's not a
That's
plant?
That's right, it's the tuber, uh-huh.
Okay.
He sent away for them from Clearinghouse, Publishers Clearinghouse, I think they sell things like that. And
yep.
She just got them, and she gave them to me on Thanksgiving. And I thought, well, you know, I don't know whether the soil would be frozen. And it was. When I went out yesterday, it was frozen, and I couldn't dig.
Okay. So you definitely can pop them up in some soil now because of the ground being frozen. You can do a couple things. You can bring them and place them outside in a shaded area. And cover them with leaves or that type of thing until the spring.
But they're potted up, right?
Yeah, potted up. That's one way to do it. You know, there is that's probably not the greatest one.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion, what you would want to do as well, what I think is the best option for you is to. To pack them in some damp peat moss.
Uh-huh.
In like a box.
Right.
You know, put some plastic liner under the box because you're going to want to water it a little bit.
Right.
Okay. And put them in an area where the temperature is close to freezing but not going to freeze.
Okay.
And what you want to do is you want to check on them every couple weeks, every three to 4 weeks. See if they're damp, see if anything along those lines, because you're going to want to spritz them a little bit and keep them moist over the winter, but not too moist, you know what I mean?
Right.
So check them every couple weeks. You might find a little bit of rot on parts of it. If you find the rot, get rid of that spot on it, because sometimes those tubers have little, you know, roots coming off, etc. Get rid of those, and really have it over winter in like a basement or a garage or something like that. Yeah. And again, only check on it a couple times. You know, every 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
You
right.
don't want it to stay too damp, but you don't want it to dry out either.
Oh, okay.
That's probably
right.
the best
now,
way to do it.
You know, I'm going to put them in my garage, I think. And do they need to be dark? Because I have a shelf with a window close by, so I could put them on the shelf.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Do they prefer being, like, in the peat moss in the dark?
Yeah, you just want to kind of keep it, you know, out of the, it doesn't have to be in the sun. You're not trying to force any growth or
no.
anything along those. You want it to be dormant. So that's pretty
uh-huh.
much what you should be doing is just keeping them in the garage, you know, on the side there. It doesn't need a lot of light. Doesn't need a lot
okay.
of anything. But like I said, check on it every 2, 3 weeks, 3, 4 weeks. Check for rot and check and see if they're damp.
Okay.
Again, you don't want to just put a hose on there or something along those
oh, no,
lines.
No,
it's
no.
almost like spritz them. Over the winter
uh-huh.
with a spray
yeah.
bottle, that's probably
uh-huh.
your best bet to do.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. So that, I'll give that a try. Thank you so much, Patrick, for taking my call. Okay?
No problem, Elizabeth. Thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the
okay,
rest of your day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma organic liquid plant foods, loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new easy dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Dean in New Hampshire.
Dean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a question concerning composting. If you have any suggestions or comments in regards to the commercial type drum, using those for composting.
Okay.
A whole slew of them on the market available. Any comments or concerns?
I like to use the ones, there's a couple ones I would use. One that you can tumble and turn. That's a really good one to use because you're actually be able to mix the compost easier. So it's not just the center that's getting the you know, the heat and getting the most compost out of it. Or one that's a nice square that you can actually get in there and turn. Turning's the biggest thing when it comes to any bin. So if you can be doing that, that would be great. But I personally, I like the ones that you can tumble so you can mix it. They usually come on a stand. If you can't get that, there's a few other ones. I mean, you can even make one with pallets. You can take like 4 pallets and screw them into each other and put the compost in there. As long as it's really keeping it confined in one area, that's really the biggest thing. You want it to really get heat and warm up. I always suggest using like a compost starter from Espoma. They have a great compost starter that'll help get it going. Those are really kind of my thoughts on it.
How about winter time?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm in freezing the compost.
So the compost is obviously going to freeze at the end of the season. But the inside's going to stay warm. It's still going to be heavy temperatures. Usually, so the best time to have put like a compost starter would have been like October, maybe end of September, beginning of October, because that's when that's when you're getting a lot of the plants from the garden that you've nurtured all season. You've fertilized. You're getting all those great microbes to help you to get that compost really started. So that's one of the things that, you know, if you're looking to do that, you know, get a compost bin, get it started. But the best time to put in that starter is going to be in the fall, because all those microbes, everything that you've put into the soil, are going to be coming in with the plants from the garden that year.
So you could treat that just like you would a regular compost pile, using grass clippings and leaves and
whatever. Oh yeah, definitely. You put in. Definitely.
Okay. No, that's great. I really appreciate you taking my call, and you're doing a great job. We've been listening to you. We're listening to your dad for over 40 years, so he's really going to be missed.
Yeah, he definitely is, and I always used to joke, you know, somebody would come see me, oh, you're Paul's son, you know, we listen all the time, and I'd say, you know, I've been trying not to listen for how many other years I've been alive, but, you know, it's one of those things, looking back, I did listen to what he was saying, and I learned as much as I could from him, and so I appreciate it. He's definitely missed. He's a great man. We all love him and miss him, so appreciate it.
We're really glad you decided to pick up where he left off, because it's very helpful to everybody.
Yeah, it was. He and I had been talking for a number of years about me taking over eventually, but everybody who knew my father knew that retirement was probably out of the question. So it was one of those things where I was like, okay, all right, Dad, yep, okay, 20 years from now, okay. And then everything happened, and I just wanted to do his wishes and take care of that. And I love being able to interact with everybody out there and answer some of these gardening questions. And, you know, it's like he's sitting next to me every day, every Sunday when I do this, so it's perfect.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Dean. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We've had a lot of great information coming today from our listeners. I learned a lot from South Carolina Barry giving me some of the details of the temperatures and what's not going there. So I do appreciate that today. Again, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom in Minnesota.
Tom, Minnesota, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Tom, you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
I've turned on the radio.
All right. How can we help you today?
Well, thanks for taking over your job, but we got to replace where you put your eggshells and your coffee grounds.
Okay. What, I'm sorry, I did... Didn't hear what you were saying. Do you want us to do what with the...
Okay, say that you got a rose garden.
Yep.
Okay. What should you do with the eggshells and the coffee grounds?
In the rose garden? I've heard that from multiple people that the coffee grounds will definitely help in the rose garden. The coffee grinds will help. The eggshells might actually do like more of a repellent for any of the critters, that type of thing. That might be something. I'm trying to think what else you could do for roses.
Let me, with the coffee grounds, I put that around the edge to keep the slugs.
Yep.
Yeah. They just don't like coffee grounds.
Okay. And I know...
What is good with the eggshells?
Well, so the eggshell is going to have some of that, you know, rotten egg type thing. And that's, like, used as more of, like, a repellent. For that, the coffee grinds can actually be sprinkled on the outside of a rose bush as like a compost type to help, you know, mix it in with some of your compost, that type of thing. You don't want to do too much of it because you don't want to overdo it, but you can probably do it once or twice a season and mix that coffee ground into the soil as a type of fertilizer to help it out. Again, with the eggshells, it's going to do a couple things. It's going to have the rotten egg type smell that will help repel different types of critters, you know, small animals. Some of the repellents actually have rotten egg solid or egg solid waste as part of their ingredients. Also, having the shells there will cut up, again, like the slugs, as you were saying, because they'll try to move over it, and the sharp edges of the eggshells will cut them up to help not get them on the roses. And also, any of the small rodents stepping on it's going to cut their hands, their paws, to make it so it's not the best for them to go towards. So you're kind of getting a little bit of everything with that.
So I make a barrier, and I put the eggshells and coffee grounds together to keep the varmints out.
Yep.
And I know all about the DDT and all the other pesticides and stuff, but thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Tom. And like I said, but don't use it too often. You only want to use the coffee grinds maybe twice a season. It can overdo the amount of everything that's in a coffee. It'd just be too much for it. So about two times a season, that's it.
No, it's used coffee ground.
Exactly. But I'm just saying the used coffee ground still has some of those, you know, that coffee features in it. By putting too much into the soil can actually be detrimental. So you only want to use it a couple times a season.
Spring and fall.
Pretty much, exactly.
Okay, you're doing good, Patrick.
Great, thank you so much, Tom.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Saudi prince says CIA claims that it has found Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had a hand in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi cannot be trusted. Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in early October, and the CIA says it's concluded the Crown Prince ordered the murder. But now Prince Turki Al-Faisal, a senior royal, says the CIA is not the highest standard of accuracy, and he points to intelligence that predicated the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. He adds he doesn't know why the CIA is not on trial. European Union leaders are throwing support behind a Brexit deal reached with UK Prime Minister Theresa May at a summit in Brussels today. The deal still needs to be approved by the British Parliament before the March deadline for the UK to leave the EU. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane and Billerica.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick.
Good
I'm
morning.
A novice gardener, and I bought a bunch of shrub rose bushes at the end of the season.
Okay.
And I planted about 8 of them. They're mostly knockout.
Yep.
And I have one that's not a knockout. It's a beautiful climbing rose.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't plant the climbing rose yet. It's still in the bucket. The rest of the roses I planted, but I didn't. I planted them in September, I think.
Yep.
But I did not prune them at all. So
okay.
My question is, can I prune the roses that I planted, and what shall I do with the one beautiful shrub climbing rose that I did not plant yet? Could I put it in the garage? What should I do with it? So those are my two questions.
Okay. So the roses, you don't want to prune it this time. My father would always say that the best time to prune roses is when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play baseball for real. He used to be sarcastic about it because he lived most of his life without championships like we have now in the past 15 years here. So, that's what he would always say about roses. Pruning them It's usually around the 15th of April. Really, it's the end of winter, beginning of spring, that time period of when you want to cut any of the roses back. With knockout roses, you don't have to do a crazy amount to them. Knockout roses were, when they were brought into the industry, they were more of a less maintenance type rose. You don't have to do as much to them. You don't have to cut them back, prune them back like deadhead. You don't have to do that type of thing. They're mostly disease resistant. So there's not a lot you have to do with them. If you want to prune them back again, like I said, beginning of April, about mid-April, like 15th to the 20th. So that would be the perfect time for that.
Okay.
The climbing rose, I wouldn't prune that probably like ever. Maybe just here and there if you got some random shoots that are around, or you're just finding that there's not of leaves going sideways, etc., that type of thing. But climbing roses, you kind of just want to let go. What you can do at this point, you can do a couple things. You can put the climbing rose in like a basement, like a bulkhead area, and overwinter it there. Or you could leave it like on the corner of the house where it's protected on a couple sides, and then put a bunch of mulch or leaves or salt marsh hay around it to protect it for the winter. With your roses, the ones that are planted as well, you could actually put about like a 12 by 12 inch square of mulch or salt marsh hay, that type of thing, around the plant to protect it for the winter. And that goes right up to the root system for winter. It gives them that a little extra isolation, insulation on the plant, and it'll help give you a stronger root system. With the ground being frozen, you really don't have to worry as much about like rodents trying to get in there. So that's kind of how I would do it. But there's a couple options. Again, the one that you haven't planted, that could go in like a bulkhead, basement, maybe garage, or it can go outside, just kind of really protected with mulch and leaves and stuff like that.
Okay. If I put it in the, I do have a bulkhead and I do have a garage. If I put it in one of those, I don't need to water it or do anything to it at all, right?
Just not really. I like to do is really check on it every 3 to 4 weeks and, you know, see how it's doing. You might need to water it just a little bit, but it's not like a take out the hose and soak it. Maybe just spritz it a little bit. But most of it's probably going to be frozen if it's in a bulkhead. Usually those areas aren't, like, heated. But that's kind of what you want to do. You want it to have that dormancy period. A lot of times you can just kind of set it and forget it, but it's one of those things, just check every once in a while.
Okay, do you think it's better to put it outside with the leaves or the mulch around it than it is to put it into the garage?
It's really six of this, half a dozen of another type of situation. I think both would be fine. I was talking with somebody I work with about a month ago, and she was saying that she used to put a lot of her roses right in the bulkhead and kind of forget about them for a bit and overwinter them that way. So, you know, she did a lot of container gardening, so she always had those roses in containers. So she would always put them in her bulkhead and be successful. So.
Okay, I can do that too. Great. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate it.
All right, Dan. Thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Wiltstop Plant Protector. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on our outdoor plants. Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonide's Wiltstop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wiltstop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging wind out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extending the life of your Christmas tree by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonide's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size, 40-ounce ready to use, and in a pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is also available in a pint ready to use for easy application of your live seasonal decorations. Bonide products are family made in America. Wilt Stop is available at these fine stores: Cataldo Nursery in Littleton, Mass., Whitney Farm Stand in Cheshire, Mass., and Jed's Hardware in Holden, Massachusetts. Again, it's a perfect time to be doing the Wilt Stop outside. And by perfect time, I mean this week, not today. It's raining, or it might still be raining, it might not be. But it's looking like Tuesday is going to be a good day for it to be about 45 degrees here. At least that's what my weather app's telling me. It's going to be about like 46 on Tuesday. Wednesday, we might have a little bit of snow showers, which you never know. It could change. It is New England. Thursday, Friday, we're looking at 40 degrees, the peak of the day. The plant protectors here, like the Wilt Stop, you want to be doing it with 40 degrees or warmer when you do it on your evergreens, like your boxwoods, your hollies, your rhododendrons, your azaleas, those types of evergreens, to really protect it over the winter. You can even use it on your hydrangeas and your roses. You would spray the buds on those. You wouldn't be spraying the whole plant because obviously a lot of them don't have any leaves. But you're taking care of those buds. So it's definitely something you could be using at this time. Supposed to be in the 40s, hopefully that trend continues. But in the meantime, if you have any questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to call us. We'll do our best to help you out, and if I don't know the answer, I'll try to do some research and help you out, do everything I can to make sure that you're successful in your garden. We've been, trying to help everybody out as long as we can, so feel free to give us a call. It's that Christmas season. Christmas has started. The Christmas trees are getting out there. Make sure it's one of those things. When you get that tree inside, you make sure you keep it watered. Usually the first time, some warm water. Then after that, the temperatures can stay the same. You want to open up those pores, allow that tree to really absorb the water and get that going. So that's something you just got to keep an eye on. I always like to let people know, don't ever put a Christmas tree right next to a heater. It's really going to dry out for you. You want to protect your house and protect that tree for as long as possible. But there's a bunch of different ones out there. We've talked earlier, a lot of the West Coast type trees that have come in, at least at the nursery I work for in Mahoney's in Winchester, is the Noble Fir and the Nordman Fir. Noble Fir is such a great tree. It's almost vertical branching all the way up in a nice pyramidal shape. It's great for ornaments. It's an old fashioned type looking tree. Strong branching, that type of thing. So it is really nice to have. So that's a really benefit of the Noble. At our garden center, we actually keep the Nordman Fir and the Noble Firs in a cooler. We keep the temperatures down in there to really keep them dormant as long as possible, so when you bring them into your home, you can actually get them longer. That Nordman Fir, like I've talked about, is a nice tree that actually originated in the Middle East. It's a great tree to be bringing in there. Different than something you would normally see. It's not your typical tree that everybody has in their home. That balsam fir, that Fraser fir is the one that everybody really technically, would go into their house in a normal season. This one might be a nice tree to be putting in there. It's got a little bit of a smell to it, nice little smell, and it can actually strong branching as well, so it's really cool to have. So those are just a couple types that are out there for you to think about this year. If you have any gardening questions or anything along those lines, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Judy in Montague.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I dug some daffodils for my garden this summer, and okay. I wasn't able to get them back into the ground.
Okay.
And put them outside at this time of year?
Well, the ground's pretty frozen at this point. It's going to be kind of hard to do. Do you have a lot of them?
I have quite a few, and I was wondering if I put them on the ground and covered them with some potting soil or some garden soil, if that would be enough.
You could try doing that. The other thing you could try to do is maybe get some, like, 12-inch pots, put a bunch of them in there, and fill with soil, and let it have a dormancy period, maybe in, like, a bulkhead. Or you could even put them on the side of the house, up against the house, protected with some of the, you know, mulch or something along those lines. But it might be a nice way to be able to move some of the daffodils around instead of just having them in garden beds. You could put a couple of nice pots in the, you know, front steps, that type of thing. But if you're going to try to put them outside, you know, cover them the best you can. Get the soil on top of them, maybe some mulch on top of that as well. The daffodils do like to have that dormancy period. That's why they're planted in the fall. They like to have that cold period and then wake up in the spring and come up. So I don't see it being like a complete problem by putting them out there. You know, just make sure you definitely do cover them and protect them that way.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Judy. Thank you for the phone call, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to call us. We'll do everything we can, like I said before, to help you. And we'll go from there. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For those of you out there who got that salt marsh hay early, I know I talked about it last week, getting out there and putting it around your roses, your hydrangeas, that type of thing. You know, this was the time that my father always said around Thanksgiving that you should be putting it out there. So if you have areas that aren't completely covered in snow, I know this, a lot of the snow has gone by, especially with some of the rain we're having, get out there and cover them. Get that done today. Get that done this week to really protect them for the winter. One of the things a lot of people with containers, and I've talked about it a few times, if you have a container, you know, bring that up against an area like a corner of a house or underneath a porch that's not going to get a lot of, you know, snow cover, that type of thing. And the best thing to do is really cover the container itself with mulch or salt marsh hay. You want to go about 6-8 inches out. If you're trying to figure out, okay, how can I hold that in? Maybe some chicken wire. Make a, you know, a circle around the pot about 6-8 inches wide, and then fill it, the soil in there, the mulch or salt marsh hay, that type of thing, kind of compact it in there. Because the root system is what you're trying to protect the most. With some of the plants, you know, roses, and maybe if you have a potted hydrangea, but a lot of times the hydrangeas will be in the ground. But for potted rose, if you want to keep it outside, you know, make sure you do cover some of the stalk that's above. That is, it does help. But the protecting the container is the biggest thing. You know, I like to go about 8, 12 inches of mulch or salt marsh hay around it to really protect it. So that's the best way to do it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Wiltproof is an anti-transparent that's been around since 1950. It's organic, non-hazardous, and biodegradable. What you do is you spray it onto your rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, laurels. You can put it on your Christmas tree, your wreaths. And it holds moisture into the plant to protect it during the winter. With Christmas trees and wreaths, it'll help keep the moisture in for the winter months to allow you to have a longer-lasting Christmas tree or wreath for the season. Again, like I said, it protects from that cold, drying winds. You can also sometimes with the hot, drying winds of summer. They come in multiple sizes. A ready-to-use quart trigger spray. That's that green bottle that'll have Wiltproof and yellow label on it. 1-quart concentrate, a 1-gallon concentrate, and a 5-gallon concentrate. So they have those 4 sizes for them. If you do have any questions in regards to the product, you can give them a call at 800-972-0726 or 860-767-7033. Again, it's like I said, Tuesday's a good day, or Thursday, Friday of next week, of this coming week, would be perfect to be spraying any of you know, the Wilt Stop or the Wilt Proof to really help protect your plants for winter. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We moving into December, so there's not a lot of indoor garden, outdoor garden stuff to be doing, as, you know, with the ground being frozen, etc. If you wanted to, you could, you know, we've talked about this the past couple weeks. Instead of taking all your leaves and getting rid of them, and, you know, putting them in a compost pile or putting them in bags to get rid of for the season, you know, maybe take some of those and throw them into the garden beds you have. Get a nice barrier on top of it just to help with keep that temperature cold. Keep it in that complete state so it's just sitting there. The temperatures don't really fluctuate. One of the things that, you know, in New England, everybody love snow, hate snow. It's that love-hate relationship, especially, you know, with the snow, and then it happens with the heat, and then it happens with the cold. It's just, that's what we do around here. But a lot of plants really do need that barrier of snow. Snow is not only a poor man's fertilizer, like my father would always say, but it's a great insulator for plants. You want to have that in there. It's doing the same thing as that mulch, etc. It's keeping the temperature in the ground the same. It's frozen. It's not getting that freeze-thaw effect. It's just keeping it consistent. So, you know, you might not like snow, but if you really like your garden, you know that snow is really going to help it. It's really going to help protect it and keep it cool over the winter. So it's just one of those things where when I look at it, I like to have it. It's that poor man's fertilizer, and it keeps the ground solid and keeps it protected. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.